Charisma magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Katie Dale, blogger at bipolarbrave.com, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media Audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about several Christians who were arrested for praying outside an abortion clinic during a stay-at-home order. The police of Greensboro, North Carolina, allegedly didn't give the Christians a specific reason why they weren't allowed to pray there. Stay tuned to learn more.
In his new book, Saving Christianity, Dr. Michael Youssef reminds us we cannot reinvent Christianity to fit our society. Learn about the dangers of undermining our faith, how to distinguish biblical truth, and have a renewed confidence in the future of the church. Go to www.thesavingchristianitybook.com. Again, thesavingchristianitybook.com.
Four Christians were arrested Saturday, March 28th, for praying outside an abortion clinic in Greensboro, North Carolina. The prayer gathering took place during a stay-at-home order. On Monday, seven people were arrested for doing the same thing, and some of them were arrested for the second time. PJ Media reports that local radio host Steve Noble, who recorded the arrests on his phone, says the prayer groups abided by the government's regulations by limiting the size of the gatherings. Noble's video shows one officer commanding the men to return to their vehicles. When they didn't comply, the officer arrested them. Noble says the men were simply exercising their First Amendment rights to assemble and exercising their religious beliefs. Noble also says that under the exemption clauses of the local county order, the men were fine to pray as they were. Justin Reeder, founder of Love Life, was arrested both days. Others who were arrested included Leroy Stokes Jr., Andre Gonzalez, Richard Whittier, and John McCatty. The North Carolina Values Coalition says they absolutely condemn the arrests of these praying Christians. The pro-family organization's state director, Jim Quick, says this about it. The North Carolina Values condemns the actions of the Greensboro police for arresting Christians who peacefully and legally pray and exercise their religious rights on the sidewalks outside an abortion clinic. Not even in communist China would police arrest three men for walking and praying on the street. End quote. Read more about this story at charismanews.com. And be sure to keep tuning in to the Charisma News podcast for more updates on the coronavirus pandemic. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.